Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger, and this is Big Scary News for episode 275. That's a lot of episodes. Now, we're going to start off with some vendor news from Gore Galore. This comes to us via Kevin Alvey. Gore Galore is pleased to announce our new line of real mosses for scene decorating. We have several varieties to choose from. We have Spanish moss in multiple sizes, mood moss, reindeer moss in a color variety pack, sheet moss in a package or roll, and black lichens. Note, you will need to treat this for your fire marshal's approval. To get more information, visit gore-galore.com and search under scenic details. We have this from the Spooky Acres Haunted House in Norfolk, Virginia. Beware, our creatures are hanging around everywhere. We have a Valentine's Day haunt coming soon. Our total blackout dates are February 9th, 10th, and 11th, and 16th, 17th, and 18th. If you don't make it to this event, you'll have to wait till March for our next one. Come on out and get the yell scared out of you at Spooky Acres Haunted House. We turn the lights off this February for our Valentine's Day haunt, Love is Blind, Total Blackout. We're located on the first floor inside of the MacArthur Center. Enter through the $1 parking garage at City Hall Avenue and Bank Street. We'll have the same hours, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to 10 p.m., and Sundays from 4 to 8 p.m. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/SpookyAcresHauntedHouse2. We have this from Sir Henry's Haunted Trail in Plant City, Florida, presenting Love Potion number 13. Sick of playing matchmaker to a bunch of ungrateful and selfish people? Cupid has gone rogue. He went on a murderous rampage against lovers, and yet people are still falling in love. Determined to break hearts and souls, he turns to a mysterious doctor and chemist who brews a secret love potion. Cupid tells the people of the village that this love potion will help them find their soulmates, but deceived, they eagerly consume the potion, and soon horror and chaos erupt amongst couples as Valentine's Day takes a dark, bloody turn for the worst. Get your tickets now at SirHenry'sHauntedTrail.com. We have this from the Seven Gates Scream Park in Niagara Falls, New York. This Valentine's, do you and your significant other have what it takes to venture into the darkness with an LED candle as your only source of light? Prepare yourselves, because the monsters that lurk in the darkness are thirsty for your blood. This event will sell out. Limited tickets are available and are moving fast. You do not want to miss it. Presenting Love Sucks for one night only, February 10th. Tickets are available now at 7GatesNiagara.com. That is the number 7. We have this from Warehouse 31 in Pelham, Alabama. Presenting our bloody Valentine's Day. Grab your date and have yourselves a romantic evening of screams and frights. Do you have what it takes to make it through rigor mortis and the 3D experience? This bloody Valentine's Day, the Twisted Nurse roams the halls of the abandoned warehouse looking for her next patient. If you dare to pay her a visit, be sure to bring a date. The Twisted Nurse knows all too well that misery loves company. Happening February 10th, 14th, and 17th, get more information at warehouse31, that's the number 31.com. We have this from the Folklore Haunted House in Acworth, Georgia. Celebrate the most romantic holiday at Folklore Haunted House for My Bloody Valentine, Tainted Love. Make your way through the dark with only a single candle to guide your path, but tread carefully or you may find yourself changed by what waits inside. Happening February 9th and 10th, get more information at folklorehauntedhouse.com. We have some news on the 2024 prom night party at Pinhead's Graveyard in Canton, North Carolina. DJ Kruger and DJ Otis are back to throw the best dang dance party in the history of dance parties. Get your dusty prom dresses back out, get your hair did, and your eyebrows waxed, because this is about to be the best night since 1999. It's going down Saturday, February 10th from 7 to 10 p.m. This year it'll be all about the dance party, as we're currently in renovations to change the trail for our Halloween season. Get ready to dance with Jason, Art the Clown, Pennywise, and all of your favorites, including a special guest appearance by Mr. Valentine's Day himself, Harry Warden. We even hear Magic Mike will be coming back to grace us with his moves on the dance floor. Get ready to party the night away with your favorite people in the world. Well, Freddy not included, because we all know we can't stand him. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/pinheadsgraveyard. We have this news from the Lincoln Mill Haunted House in Philadelphia. Looking for something a little different this Valentine's Day for you and your date? Come visit us on February 10th from 6 to 10 p.m. for this one-of-a-kind Valentine's-themed horror experience by candlelight. Tickets are on sale now at LincolnMillHaunt.com. They are limited, and this event will sell out. We have this from Fear Columbus in Columbus, Ohio. Tickets for Love is in the Scare, happening February 16th through the 18th, are selling fast. Tickets are only available online and while supplies last. Don't miss this exciting date night experience for this three-day-only special event. With three new attraction themes, new characters, photo ops, and more surprises, grab your tickets online at fearcolumbus.com/valentines. We have this from the Nightmare on Edgewood Haunted House in Indianapolis. For one night only, celebrate a villainous Valentine's Day at Nightmare on Edgewood. On Saturday, February 17th, we're running our award-winning show from last fall, which takes you through three haunted attractions, Cinema 13, The Factory, and Conley Farm. In addition to standard haunted house tickets, a limited number of Spaghetti with Freddy tickets are available each hour, granting ticket holders a spaghetti dinner before the haunted house in our Valentine's Day-themed pop-up cafe, served by none other than the Dream Killer himself. Please note, the haunted attraction will not be themed for Valentine's Day. Get more information at nightmareonedgewood.com. We have this from the Akron Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory in Akron, Ohio. This Valentine's Day, embark on a chilling journey through a haunted house like no other. Bring your platforms, leisure suits, and bell bottoms as you step into the twisted realm of Cupid's Revenge, Disco Inferno, where love takes a haunting turn. As you navigate the eerie corridors, beware of love-struck spirits seeking vengeance. Immerse yourself in a Disco Inferno atmosphere where flickering lights cast ghostly shadows on the dance floor. Will you escape the clutches of Cupid's wrath, or will you become entangled in a spectral love story? Brace yourself for a night of scares and surprises that will leave you questioning the true nature of love in the afterlife. Happening February 9th and 10th from 7 to 11 p.m., get tickets at hauntedschoolhouse.feartickets.com. We have this from the Hush Haunted Attraction in Westland, Michigan. We have an event announcement. Hush's Valentine's Haunt returns on February 14th, 16th, and 17th. Discover four Valentine's-themed haunted attractions, three secret Valentine's bars, photo ops, gift shop, and more. Visit ValentineHauntDetroit.com for tickets and more information. We have this from the Nightmare on 19th Street in Lubbock, Texas. Nightmare will be open one night to celebrate Valentine's, broken hearts, and all things scary. This will be a Love Bites event where you will be hunted through the four haunted attractions. Happening February 10th from 7:30 to 10 for this special event, enjoy the haunts plus special photo ops and great Valentine's fun. Get more information at nightmareon19thstreet.com. That's the number 19. Speaking of Texas, we have this from the House of Torment in Austin, Texas. House of Torment presents Love Bites, a Valentine's Day haunted house, February 16th through the 18th. Great for Valentine's date nights as well as Galantines and Palantines celebrations, this year's experience is packed with exciting thrills and chills for a night you won't forget. Learn more about this event and sign up for early access at houseoftorment.com/lovebites. Even more Texas news, this from the Hangman's House of Horror in Fort Worth. Don't forget about Valentine's Day. It's cold outside, but let Hangman's help you stay out of the doghouse with this unforgettable date night experience. 50 Shades of Fear is coming. Are you ready? It's a date night experience you'll never forget, February 9th, 10th, 16th, and 17th. Get tickets and more info at hangmans.com. We have some news from the Oklahoma Asylum Haunted House in Nowata, Oklahoma. Do you need a horror-filled Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day Sucks, a special off-season event presented by Oklahoma Asylum. A mysterious patient named Victor has arrived at the asylum and is preparing for Valentine's Day. More and more patients are getting sick daily. Are those bite marks, or has a terrible sickness begun spreading? Can you venture through and find out what's really happening at the asylum? Oklahoma Asylum is an interactive touch haunt located in Nowata. Your senses will be tested. You may or will get blood on you. Upgrade to a Blood Soaker Extreme Pass to get a more extreme experience and a free white t-shirt to soak up all the fun. We're now using time ticketing to help control the lines and reduce each person's wait time. Get more information at OklahomaAsylum.com. We have this from 31 Freak Street Haunted Attraction in Boulder City, Nevada. Love takes a blood-curdling turn this February with our new limited-time event, My Bloody Valentine. Join us for this special terror experience on February 10th and 14th from 7 to 10 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at 31freakstreet.com. That's the number 31. Taking a break from the haunts, we have a little convention news, this time with an update from Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor John Cassier to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Las Vegas, happening March 15th through the 17th at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. Best known for his voice acting role as the Crypt Keeper in HBO's Tales from the Crypt franchise, Cassier's talents have also appeared in such television programs as Tiny Toon Adventures, The Simpsons, Rick and Morty, Samurai Jack, and many more, as well as the films Demon Knight, Bordello of Blood, and Monster University. And he was also in our intro for many, many years. Tickets are on sale now. Get more information at DaysOfTheDead.com. And finally, we have this news from the Roller Barn in Oak Harbor, Washington. Join us as Valentine's weekend for something out of the ordinary. On February 10th, for one night only, we present Scare Your Heart Out, a full-scare, intense haunted house designed with you and your Valentines in mind. We have limited availability, so reserve your tickets before it's too late. Walk-ins welcome depending on availability. Why settle for normal when you can do something totally different this Valentine's season? Couples that scream together, stick together. Tickets are limited, so we recommend you buy them online today at therollerbarn.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we count down towards Transworld, it's always cool to see who's going to be out there. You know, all the old favorites that you love to see when you go to the trade show, and find some new people out there. Maybe some new people who've never been out there. Maybe some new people who have a new company, but they've been going on for many years. Last week, I was on the social medias, and I saw that there was a brand new company that was coming to Transworld for the first time, but it was a very familiar name. That was Greg Allen, who has done a little bit in this industry. He used to be a manager of a major haunt and has worked with many, many other haunts, building, animatronics, and all kinds of cool stuff. And he has made the announcement that he has a brand new company called Killer Props, which I'm shocked that name was available. But he is coming to Transworld as a first-time vendor with Killer Props. Since there were a lot of people kind of buzzing about this, thought we should get Greg on the show to talk a little bit more about it. So I've got him on the line from his home in Blustery, Missouri. Greg, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, sir. How about yourself?
Oh, we're probably a little bit warmer than you are right now, but, you know, expect that in the Midwest in wintertime. So I'm assuming that you're keeping warm, getting ready for Transworld and Killer Props. It sounds like this is going to be a brand spanking new company making some absolutely, dare I say, killer props for the haunted attraction industry.
That's true. That's one of the reasons we came up with Killer Props, is because we've got that killer prop for your haunted attraction. It's exactly the one you need for that room, and that's why we said that.
So, now, you've got quite a bit of background in doing this. As I mentioned, you used to be the manager or run Terror in the Corn out in Erie, Colorado, which is a great haunt that one day I hope to get out to. You know, our friends Michael Edwards and Bart Butler are out there running it now, and you have been doing an awful lot in this industry for a long time. What is your background, and what made you decide to just kind of start yet another animatronics company out there? Don't we have enough animatronics companies in this industry or not?
There's never enough animatronic companies out there. What we're priding ourselves on is our quality and our experience. Me and the gentleman that's that's assisting with this, Adam Johnston. I'm sure everyone's familiar with him. If you're not, then you're not in the industry, really. Adam's a very well-known guy, and he does a he did an excellent job. His company was sold, and so we've decided to kind of team up a little bit and make this new company, form it, and we're going to be coming to the show with 14 new animations this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to get there.
What are some of the 14 different designs that you're bringing in? What are some things that somebody has never seen before, or maybe a new take on an old idea?
Well, one of them that I like is the Skelly on a cross. He's kind of he's hanging there, but he moves up and down slowly. That's one that I like. I've got an electric chair. I know Distortions did one several years ago, and I've seen a few variations of it, but I've never seen one as radical as what we're bringing to the show. This thing is just insane, and to watch it do what it does is really cool. We've got a little bit of things for the farms. We have the pumpkin attack. We have pumpkin lean. Cemetery areas, we have a lot of skellies coming in. Things like that. We've got one that actually you can program it to talk, or we can program it for you. And this thing pops up from wherever you've got it sitting, and it can entertain your group for as long as you want it to. It's an animated head, and it talks to you. We've got witch lungers. We have coffin skellies that are coming up. We've got flying guys over the top. A little bit of everything. So we're bringing quite an assortment to the show.
Now, these skellies, they're not like 12 feet tall by chance, are they?
No, the tallest one we have is 7 foot. The rest of them are just the normal skeleton looking, the ones you would normally find out. So, yeah.
For people who may not be familiar with this, and I'm certainly not familiar with this, what does it take to design and build an animatronic? It sounds like you've been doing it for quite a while. But, you know, I wouldn't know the first thing about how to even start this. You know, you walk around the trade show floor, you see these amazing things moving around and jumping up and down and screaming and everything. And I just look at them and say, I have no idea how that works. How do you do it? How does one make the magic happen, so to speak?
Well, it basically starts with the frame. You've got to know how strong it's going to be. You don't want it to break, so you've got to have good welding instructors, certified welders welding your stuff together. You've got to use the proper steel, and you've got to have a good variance of and knowledge of how to make that air cylinder move back and forth without it looking fake. And so it's a lot of patience, practice, and tribulation as far as trying to figure out how it needs to be done. So there's an art to it and a science. It takes a while.
Do you think that too many companies out there are making props that, shall we say, aren't looking that realistic as far as the way they move and everything? No names, of course.
There's some out there that that have some issues, you know, but it's more the quality issues you've got to worry about. I mean, there's some companies out there that are very well known, and they're very well known as far as having issues with quality. And so what we're trying to do is make sure that we combat those issues. We check it through our research and development and say, okay, this is going to be a weak point here. What can we do to repair it and replace it and make it better? And that's one thing that we're trying to do is with the bushings and things like that and their bearings. And, you know, there's all kinds of ways to combat the wear and tear of these animations violently shaking and doing things. And it was our job to make sure that we take care of that.
Okay. When you announced last week that Killer Props was going to be coming here as a new company, what was the reaction on social media? Were you getting phone calls already saying, "What are you bringing? What are you bringing? How can I buy this?" Or what were people saying? Were they saying, "Oh, great, another animation company or animatronics company?" Or what was the general reaction?
We've pretty well been flooded with positive feedback from everybody. We do have some orders placed already, and a lot of other people are questioning as far as custom work, and so we have some custom work that we're going to be working on too. A lot of the companies, they just want to find out a little more information, so they're waiting till Transworld to talk to me personally, which is fine too. I don't care. It's been very exciting. There's a few companies that aren't as happy as other ones, but those are competitor companies, and we're not there to steal their business or anything like that. All we're merely trying to do is make a good good quality product and have it available for sale.
Now, I know that you used to run Fear Fest in Columbia, Missouri. Do you currently run a haunt or do a home haunt, and will any of these animations be used in those haunts if you still do?
I sold Fear Fest in 2017. I went out to Colorado in 2015, and I had my stepkids running my haunted house while I was out there. The guy that was running their haunted house out there passed away, and the owners asked me to come out and start running that one. So when we ran that one, we started out, they were getting around 18,000 people. And in 8 years, we got it up to 55,000 people.
Wow.
And became number one in Columbia, or number one in Colorado, and also number one on the Scare Factor list also. So, I said, there's no way I can beat that anymore. And so that's when I retired and came back to Missouri to take care of my parents.
Gotcha. Are there any plans to open another haunt somewhere in the country? Or do you think this is going to be what you do now, come out of retirement and do Killer Props full time?
Well, I have been asked to assist with haunted houses and things like that. I have contemplated opening up my own haunted house. But right now I need to stay here, focus on my parents, on my dad, make sure that everything's taken care of with him. I'm here for him. So sure. That's why this business is so important. It is right here on our property, and I'm able to do my responsibilities as far as him, and also provide for an income for me as well. So I think it's important that I just focus right now on the Killer Props and not worry about a haunted house. As you know, they're very expensive to operate, and not getting any younger. So it doesn't mean I wouldn't, you know, go with somebody else and assist them with the haunted house. But as far as opening my own, I just don't see that happening anymore.
Totally understandable. So, assuming everything goes great at Transworld, you sell everything, you know, you've got orders placed and all that, do you already have designs or ideas for next year as far as things, or do you think that these 14 will basically be what you focus on until basically every haunt in the country has one?
Well, these 14 are just the beginning for Killer Props. We're just starting. We want to make sure that everything we're selling is good quality and it's liked by everyone. And that's our main goal right now, is to make everybody happy and have happy customers for next year. We do have new products that we are designing right now. And some of them, I can honestly say, I've been in this business since 1995 was my first Transworld that I went to up in Chicago. So I can honestly say I don't recall ever seeing anything like what I'm designing right now to actually go into production. And I was talking to one of my customers that's already purchased stuff, and I told him a little bit of what it was, and he says, I want the first one coming off the floor. I said, as soon as you get it done, I want it. So it's already sold, and it's still in the development stages right now.
Wow, what a horrible problem to have.
Yes.
That's amazing. So for, I'm assuming that your website, people can see pictures of these. People can, are there videos of them in action? What can people expect if they go over to your website?
If you go to killerprops.com, you can see the pictures of what we have. You can see videos of what we have. There's a link. It's got my personal cell phone number on it. You can call me for any questions or anything like that. You can go to killerpropsinfo@gmail.com if you need to email me about anything. But I, unless I'm running something so loud that I can't hear it, I will answer the phone every time. Mm-hmm.
Greg Allen is the owner of Killer Props out in Missouri. You will be at Transworld in the dark zone, I understand. That's correct?
Yes.
So are any of these like light reflective painted or any reactive with paint and everything? Or is it just the cool place to show off animatronics?
It's a cool place to show off animatronics in their natural state. So you'll get to see how it will look in your haunted house. We do have a little bit of a bright orange paint and stuff like that on some of the pumpkin props, but it's nothing UV. It's all just cool looking.
Very nice. Well, Greg, I wish you nothing but success with Killer Props, and maybe one of these days you'll dip your toe back into the haunted house ownership business. But in the meantime, go to killerprops.com. I'm assuming you're on all the socials, the Facebooks, the Instagrams, TikToks, all that stuff. And if you are, just search for Killer Props. I'm assuming they're going to pop up.
Should be.
Excellent. Greg, it's great talking to you here. And we will definitely have to come by the Dark Zone and check out everything Killer Props at Transworld. Coming in just, 6 weeks or so to St. Louis? 7 weeks? Oh, my God, it's getting here faster than I'm comfortable with.
I think it's 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, thanks for letting me know that. But anyway, folks, killerprops.com. Greg Allen, it's a pleasure to speak to you here.
All right, thank you, sir. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. And folks, my name is Drew Badger with the Big Scary Show and Big Scary News. We are also going to be at Transworld, so come by and see us. But in the meantime, you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.